May what I speak, may what you hear, be in the name of the God of love, who creates, redeems, sustains every single one of us. Amen. Please be seated. A verse from that gospel, John chapter 1, verse 42. Andrew brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Peter. So this morning, I want to talk to you about Peter. About Peter. The apostle Peter. Saint Peter. That Peter. Now, the first thing to say, of course, is that as we just heard in the Gospel, Peter wasn't Peter's original name, was it? No, Peter started off life with the name his parents gave him, which was Simon. Or to be more precise, Simon, son of John, because that's how they named people after his father. And as you know, Simon, son of John, like his brother Andrew, also son of John, he was a fisherman by trade, a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. You're okay. That's to say that Simon was a fisherman, until, of course, that day, as we just heard in the Gospel reading, that day when his brother Andrew introduced him to Jesus and everything began to change. "We have found the Messiah," said Andrew to his brother. "You must come and meet him. You must come and meet him." And so Simon did meet Jesus, and as I say, he went from fishing for fish to fishing for people. And this new life, again, as we just heard, this new life was marked by a change of name. Simon got a new name. "From now on, you'll be called Cephas," which, as the text helpfully tells us, is translated as Peter. Just to explain, the name Peter comes from the Greek word petros, which means rock, and the name Cephas comes from the Aramaic Cephas, which also means rock. So basically, Jesus is saying to Simon, "Simon, from now on, you're going to be called Rock. A rock. The rock. My rock. Rocky, for short." It's quite a name, isn't it? It's quite a thing for Jesus to call Simon a rock. Even today, of course, for one of us to call someone we know, "You're my rock." That's quite a compliment, isn't it? In other words, if we were to call someone my rock, we're saying to them, "You're the person I can rely on. Yeah, you're a rock in my life. You are rock solid. You are dependable. You will always be there for me, unwavering, steadfast, reliable. You are my rock." And so, yes, as I say, it's a beautiful, wonderful thing for Jesus to call Simon Peter a rock. But, there's always a but. The thing is that Jesus may have called Peter a rock, but as we know, sadly, from the rest of the New Testament, Peter was rocky, very rocky, much more than he was rock solid. Yeah? I'm sure you remember some of Peter's rocky moments. Let me remind you of some of them. There was a time, remember, when Peter, the rock, when Peter asked Jesus, "How often should we forgive someone who's done us wrong?" "Maybe 7 times, said Peter, trying to be all generous and magnanimous. "Maybe 7 times? "Oh no," said Jesus. "Not 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. And that's just for starters. Yikes. Or remember that other time when Peter tried to stop Jesus from going to Jerusalem to face down those people who wanted him dead? "God forbid it," said Peter, "that the Messiah should suffer and die. Don't go to Jerusalem. Don't take the risk." "But get behind me, Satan," Jesus had said to Peter. Harsh words, "get behind me, Satan." Because sometimes, you see, you have to face down the bullies. Sometimes you have to be willing to pay the price. Or remember that other time at the Last Supper when Peter refused to allow Jesus wash his feet? the master washing the disciples' feet? No way, said Peter. Never. No way. Well, said Jesus, and I'm paraphrasing here. Well, said Jesus, get over yourself, Peter. We all have to wash each other's feet around here. Or finally, perhaps most famously of all, remember that time later the same night when Peter said there was nothing he wouldn't do for Jesus. He would lay down his life for Jesus. Only thing was, of course, a few hours later, before the cock crowed, he had denied him. Denied he even knew him 3 times. Oh dear. Not so much rock solid as rock bottom. Rock bottom. And yet, there's always a yet. There's a but, and then there's a yet. And yet, as we know, Peter did come good in the end, didn't he? Peter did go on to give his all, to give his life, indeed, for his faith. Church tradition tells us that Peter was put to death. In fact, he was crucified upside down. Peter was put to death by the Emperor Nero during a persecution of Christians in the year 64. So as I say, Peter came good in the end. Peter became Saint Peter. All of which makes me wonder, maybe it makes you wonder, what happened? What happened to change Peter from oh so rocky to rock solid? Well, there are many answers to that question, but here's one answer for you. Here's my theory. Here's my hunch. My hunch is that from the day when Peter was first introduced to Jesus by his brother Andrew, from that day on, something began to change inside Peter. Perhaps that change wasn't very noticeable at first, but bit by bit, I think that simply spending time with Jesus began to transform Peter. You see, by simply spending time with Jesus, listening to him, watching him at work, Peter couldn't help but see, for example, that keeping account of how often we forgive others is a waste of time. Jesus didn't keep a scorecard. Neither should we. I think that by simply spending time with Jesus, Peter began to realize that we are linked, not ranked. We are linked to each other, not ranked above and below each other. And so we must all wash each other's feet. We must all be servants one to another. And I think, ultimately, that when Peter saw Jesus give his life away in love for others, that then he found the courage and the strength to do the same thing. And here's the point. Here's the point this morning. What was true for Peter can be, must be, by the grace of God, true for us as well. After all, when you think about it, we spend a lot of time with Jesus, don't we? It's why we're here. Coming to church is, you could say, spending time with Jesus. In fact, every time you pray, every time you read the Bible, every time you reach out in love to someone, you are spending time with Jesus. And that, by the grace of God, will bit by bit begin to change us. Although, to be honest, I suspect that rather like Peter, that process of change might be the work of a lifetime. I suspect that like Peter, it might take us a lifetime to grow into our calling. Our calling to love God and love each other. And I suspect, I guarantee, that like Peter, we'll have rocky moments. Rocky, rocky moments along the way. So let me say this to you loud and clear. Whether you are here this morning because your faith is rock solid, or whether you are here this morning because you're going through a rocky patch, please know you're not alone. Please know that there's a grace, a power, a love within, beneath, beyond all things. There is an ultimate rock which holds us when we hit rock bottom. Please know that there is, as the old hymn puts it, there is a rock of ages, an eternal rock, which holds fast no matter what. Peter, through all his ups and downs, Peter came to know and to trust that steadfast, unshakable love. I hope we will too. In Jesus' name, amen.